Morning Britain. But we thought this week we'd merge two of my favourites, comics and Denny. Taking a large handful of one and the man himself, put them together under the style of our usual look at the papers, Denny is about to reveal the truth behind the news in this week's funnies.
Yep. Well, it's nice to report that the Eternals, the Beano and the Dandy,
yes,
are still Eternal. They're beautiful. I mean, there's a tendency to think that they're overrated and people just like them because, you know, it's cool to like them. But they are really, really funny. They're hysterical. I mean, all them little errors they still put in explaining what's going on when it says there's a little shot here of Roger the Dodger coming back to his mum with a wig, and it says a little error saying he's hoping for a reward, kids. It's got this little error.
Which one of them is it, Danny, that has the questions, the jokes up at the top of the page?
No, the Beano used to do. I think they mainly do it in a... it's got at the top here. Minnie says, never be without a Beano or else. And you still get... You know in the stories they sometimes turn up at the Beano's HQ? Still get the overworked old writer here all chained to his desk here. And there's a little picture on the wall with AD with a dart in it. That's obviously an in-joke for the fellas there. It's got scripts needed yesterday and Minnie's there.
Right.
But they're
so the Beano and the Dandy we can still depend on.
You should order these, yes, alongside anything else you get. Beano and the Dandy, undisputably king. But when I started looking at the girls' magazines, and I must confess I read them quite frequently, because my mate's got a news agent, I'm always in there and I read them. And they're obsessed with fellas. We all know that. I mean, that's not people who cut down trees. That's like you and I, you know, F-E-L-L-A-S, fellas, right? So, they're obsessed with them, and the girls' magazine are obsessed with fellas, and so are the boys' magazines. These are like Rough Tough, and they're both obsessed with fellas, and they're also obsessed with death. Girls' magazine, death's very big. Get your sympathy in frame one. It's got here, Wendy Dunn, foster child. The latest foster child, Jill, was recovering from a leg injury she had suffered in a car crash which had killed her parents 9 months before.
I noticed, actually, looking through one of them. Have you got Susie there?
That's Susie.
That is
Susie. Very big on death, very big.
Every story in that is of a... girls.
Sarah's smile of sorrow. 12-year-old Sarah Blake was the only survivor when a strange illness struck.
But they never seem to come from a perfectly happy mother and father background in the kids' comics.
Big points from orphans, very big in Susie and in Jackie. And Jackie exploits a lot more. I mean, Jackie, there is no life out of fellas according to Jackie. It's like the idiot's primer for the sun. You graduate to the sun out of Jackie.
there's a lot of them, isn't there, Danny?
What other ones are here? I mean, all these old boys. Now, old boy is Hunker the Mump and TV Turn-On. And I was once TV Turn-On in old boy.
Were you?
Yes! I was TV Turn-On in old boy. And I was very flattered when it said, Danny sounds just as gorgeous for the sound down, girls. Hunker the Mump, all this. And I found out later it was written by a 33-year-old rock hack with a leather jacket and a bald head called Neil Norman. That tells you everything you want to know about the girls' magazine.
Danny, read the comics for a minute, because people who watch you now on a national network program may not have seen you, brilliant though you are, on the 6 o'clock show on London Weekend Television.
Yeah.
I mean, where have you come from to us all of a sudden? What were you doing before you did this type of thing?
It's always embarrassing, because when I go to schools and stuff, they'll say, yeah, mate, the headmaster will get up, rather. And I turn up, and I do try. I mean, this isn't, you know, a sort of a street look. I think I'll go in there. I mean, you know, the hair's cut by the council, which hasn't those people do it. But I'll try. I look quite good when I leave in the morning. And anyway, so I get there and I say, and now Danny will tell us how you get into television. And I go up, I say, I don't know, mate. I don't know. I sort of, you know, I mean, I worked in the Oldie Camp. I was all over the place. I was unemployed for 2 years.
Right.
And then I was interviewed on a youth programme. And they saw we'd had a couple of beers at them. It was about 19. Chatting away 10 to the dozen, I thought, oh, you know, he's a good street voice because they like the accent, even though newspapers convinced it ain't real, you know.
You enjoy it?
I love it. And one thing just led to another. I'm, you know, just around the building one day, I said, oh, I could do that. And they send you out and you do it. And
I mean, you've done lovely films for us, and now you're also doing them for the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes from. I mean, you know, so people keep ringing. I've got agent or anything like that, seriously.
Yeah.
There's about 20 phones ringing now. Oh, no, but I've got agent and like, and the phone rings indoors, and it's a fabulous job. People like the 6 o'clock show, they ring us up and they say, do you like snakes? And I'm sitting there watching the TV, and they say, yeah. So, all right, then tomorrow morning, meet us in Richmond. The car comes safe in Richmond. I put a snake round my neck, and I say, go up to members of the public and ask them what they think. What a way to make a living. I'm going to be a father soon, you know. Dad, what do you do? I go out with snakes, son.
Danny, thank you very much. And the comments about, and stay with us, because...